This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Early Wednesday morning of this week, billionaire Elon Musk gave the remaining employees of Twitter an ultimatum. He said they can stay on and sign on to a new hardcore culture of long hours at high intensity, or they can just leave the company. And employees have until 5 o'clock Thursday to fill out a form with their decision. Should they stay? Should they go? What's the livelihood going to look like? What's the work-life balance going to look like? All these things are kind of up in the air at this point. Just a few hours before the deadline now, there's questions about the terms of agreement, and there's employee livelihoods. There's people that came in to work with work visas from out of the country. And these careers that we're talking about, some of these people, they've been there for decades. They've been with the company or with the founders for a long time, and they really want to stay because they do see a future with Twitter, and they see a future with the technology and the ideas that Elon is bringing to the table that maybe the past management didn't hear them out on. So on Wednesday, there was confusion. Employees sought answers of how their employment might be affected. Will they be working startup type hours where they get to work at 8:30 a.m., go home at 8:30 p.m., take the trek all the way back there to their homes, fall asleep, and then wake up and do it over again in the morning and not have any time for themselves? That's startup culture for you. There's people that have been in this country working for Twitter on work visas. What's going to be happening to them? If they say no, they may have to find a new employer really quickly, or they may have to go back because they're not working at this point in the United States. They do have some leeway there. They do have some time. But what would happen to employees that are there that are on vacation that never got the email? Sometimes people are on vacation, they shut off all devices and they're not able to answer anything. And I know a few people like that. So maybe they just didn't get the email. They can't fill out this form. They can't hit yes or no. So when they come back from work, are they going to have jobs? And if they don't have jobs, what's the severance for them? You know, those are all questions that have been in the mindset of people that are working with and people that are in the company of Twitter at this point. You know, they have questions for Elon, and there's lots of them out there. I mean, we have questions ourselves, and I'm sure you do too, about what the future of Twitter is going to be like, and also what sort of new software Elon is going to implement in order to make Twitter a better product for everybody, but also how is his company going to be different than the Twitter that's there right now? So right now, Twitter employees have great benefits. They have a great work-life balance as far as tech companies go. They're a very solid company. They've been around for a long time. They have a lot of money. They can continue paying their people. It's a shakeup. You know, like there's big corporations that come in and they buy up smaller companies and they fire half the people. And that's kind of what happened here at Twitter. And people get walked out the door. You know, with security, they just they show them the door and they say, okay, well, you can't work here anymore. You're done. You get an email and all your systems shut down. You can't log into the systems that you're normally logged into when you wake up in the morning, you know, with your cup of coffee at your house, and you usually check in with your email or other messaging apps, and you're just locked out. And what happens? So this, at least this gives people the opportunity to leave on their own accord. So if you say, yes, I'm willing to go 150% for Twitter and for your vision of the future, then you're in. But if you say no, can you move on from this to something else? There is going to be a compensation for people that leave. People that stick around, of course, will be compensated fairly, but there's going to be enough severance for the people that do click no, that they're, you know, they're resigning, basically. Employees could leave and they could go to another company right away. The Twitter exodus is happening, my friends. And Most people in the U.S. who don't click yes will receive two months on payroll with benefits. So you have 2 months worth of money to live on if you don't have any money in the bank. And hopefully if you're working at Twitter, you can save a little bit of money.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're good with your money, you have 2 months of severance with benefits, plus 1 month of severance pay if they sign a forthcoming separation agreement. The terms are slightly different for New York City employees. And in order to receive the additional month of severance pay, employees must agree and sign a separation agreement. But the terms of that agreement have not been shared with the employees yet. So you're in this position. You have to make this decision, but you don't have all of the data in order to make that decision. That seems kind of reckless, it's kind of haphazard. And the document says that the agreement will be circulated in the coming weeks. So if you click no, you don't really know what's going to happen. You don't know what this separation agreement is. And maybe you're counting on this money because you really don't know what the job market's going to be. Right now, the market is kind of up in the air for tech companies. A lot of companies are laying people off. Let's just put it how it is. They're not laying people off. They're straight up firing people. They don't care about the money that these people will be losing because the company continues on. The show must go on, they say, but these people's lives are affected by it. So basically, these people get a chance to say, I don't really want to work here anymore. It was cool run, man, but let's keep moving on. I'm just going to move on from this place. Then there are people that are diehards that are like, I'm going to work at Twitter. I know this company is going to be successful and we can do what we want to do. And there's a vision in place for sort of like a WeChat for the US and surrounding countries. So like the vision that Elon has said about X.com, where there's going to be banking, there's going to be chat, there's going to be basically you can do everything with WeChat. So it basically takes over what you can do with your phone's operating system, but with one app. So there's not going to be a messaging app. There's not going to be like Apple Pay and iMessage and, you know, all that stuff. It's all going to be in one place and it's just going to be in one app, whether it's going to be X or it's going to be Twitter. So we'll see in the future about that. But one of the employees reached out to The Verge and they said, I feel like Musk is forcing employees to make this decision on blind faith, but he hasn't done anything to earn our trust. If we stay, there's no guarantee our jobs will be safe or if our teams will exist if everyone leaves. So could you imagine the company says, hey, we'll give you 2 months of pay if you want to stay here or if you want to leave. But there's also this other condition that we didn't really tell you yet. Or if that's if you leave and if you stay, your job's okay for now, but you may also get fired in the future. So it's uncertain times for all these people. I've been in situations like this. It's no fun. But what if everybody left? Think about that for a second. What if everyone just said like, you know what? We don't like Elon. We don't like the idea. What if everybody left? Thousands of people just said, see you later. Peace out. We're done. They would have to go on a massive hiring spree. And that would take some time because hiring one person may take months. They could get some people in there to run the show, I'm sure. But engineers and other people in the industry would probably turn away from an offer from Twitter. Some of them would. A lot of them would probably go for it, though, because it seems like every Elon Musk company that's been, you know, it happened. Every Elon Musk company that's happened, basically, has been a success or is verging on success. So Tesla, SpaceX, now Twitter, you know, they said their growth is up now. So we'll see. We'll see what happens in the near future. But there's a concern for employees. What would happen to people with visas, though? There won't be any additional accommodations. They'll remain employed through the non-working period. And employees with precarious immigration status will likely need to stay at Twitter or find a new job to stay in the United States. So that's kind of a gray area there, too. And that's a whole other subject. They have a work visa and to come into the U.S. basically guaranteed your status as staying in the U.S. while you're working here. And then all of a sudden, your company gets sold. The rug gets pulled out from underneath you. And somebody comes in to say, all right, we're done. You're done here. And they fire you. But you, now you have a choice. You're going to stay. You know, the people, you don't, unless you have another job offer, like there's really no reason for you to say no at this point with Twitter, because there's, you know, you have to have job security. You have to feed your family. You have a mortgage maybe, or you're renting a place and maybe you have a vehicle or something like that. You have payments. You have to pay those bills. But for the employees that do stick around, this is going to be a pretty big uphill battle. So Elon wants them to perform at the highest level in a how we work kind of section that Twitter has. It says that employees have to be in the office now, with exceptions considered on a case-to-case basis. So you can't really work remotely anymore. Working outside of business hours may be required, including weekends. And people at Twitter, it's a legacy internet brand. So they're not used to this kind of stuff. People have the normal way that they work, you know, 9 to 5, 9 to 7, something like that, you know, that, those kind of situations. But then there was a lot of flexibility too. And that's what made Twitter what it was. And now it's something completely different. It's in a startup culture, which basically says, look, we're going to make everything as fast as possible. And you're going to do it on all of your time. I did the startup culture for a while. I'm one of those people from the early dot-coms. I had a little personal side note. I had a couple companies that I sold in the early dot-coms, and they were acqui-hires. And I know what it's like to work at a startup. I've worked at numerous startups after that as a coder, and it is not fun. So people that are not used to that, or people that have been there through the legacy of Twitter, they might not stick around for a while. They might say yes for now, but with the option that, like, hey, I'm out of here in 2 or 3 months once I find a more lucrative position, or maybe I just find a better work-life environment where I don't have to work from like 7 o'clock in the morning till midnight every day. Like that's horrible. So could be stock options too. People have been saying that, like internal people have been saying that Musk says there's exponential or exceptional performance will be rewarded with exceptional amounts of stock. So whatever that is at this point, is Elon going to take it private for a while and he builds the company up and then he takes it public again and then those stock options vest and you have millions of dollars in your bank account? Like, would you sacrifice that? You know, is that something that you're willing to do? Well, Elon hopes so. Elon hopes you'll bust your butt for him. And Twitter blew up over this. You know, there's tons of threads on Twitter about this, from employees, ex-employees, people who shall not be named, new accounts that have been like ghost accounts of people that say they worked at Twitter, people that have the inside information, people with leaked documents are posting them on Twitter. And the consensus is it's going to be a rough transition for a little while, and give it a couple months and they'll kind of, that this whole working your butt off for somebody, for the idea of this new thing, is it's not new. You know, this is something that's been happening since the beginning of time. Since let's think about this, Henry Ford in his plants, people would work day and night and they would love it because they saw the vision. You know, this isn't a new thing. This isn't Elon being new and competitive in a way that hasn't been done before. Like, this has been done throughout humanity. Like, if you see the light at the end of the tunnel, you go, hey, I want to be part of that. I want to be part of something that's bigger than me. And maybe some people are staying on for that. You know, I'm sure a lot of these Twitter employees right now, they're going to stay on for that. So they only have a few hours left to decide today and see if they want to stay. And that's at 5 o'clock p.m. on Thursday. And tomorrow I'll bring you the information about what happened to these people. And then we'll go from there. So Twitter's going to have a smaller workforce going forward. They're going to have a smaller team. It's going to be more agile. They'll be able to do things faster. They'll be able to, what is the saying? Move fast and break stuff, I think it was. Zuckerberg said at some point, and like that was the mantra for so long in Silicon Valley. Just get it done. You know, you have an idea, let's bust it out. You know, sounds great. Let's let's throw it together, make it work, and then we'll scale as we go and patch it as we go. So there's going to be more information coming out in the next few hours about this, and I'll keep you up to date. You can follow me on Twitter at Space News Pod. And if you're into spaceflight, you can go to starshipshirts.com. Check out our merch store, NASA shirts, SpaceX inspired shirts, Elon shirts, things like that. So thank you very much for that. And also, if you could just take a second and subscribe to the show. It only takes a brief second, and you'll get all the Elon information that you could ever handle on this channel. So thank you very much for that. I do appreciate you. My name is Will Walden. This is the Elon Musk Podcast. And I will see you next time. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.